Hello, everyone. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. You got me, Marissa Miller, and you got Brett Bernard over here, and of course, our Britain Richard.
Asshole.
Not asshole.
Asshole.
Delightful young man.
Asshole.
He's an American now.
He says he's an American.
American.
He acts like a Brit, though.
By choice.
Oh, so he's really a wannabe.
He's a British American. So today, we're going to talk about properties we have available, like inventory that's available and the numbers and the rents and what you can do as far as an investor to pick them up and to turn them into a good rental property for your portfolio. So stick around.
Are you thinking about investing in real estate, building your net worth and your income, but you're just not sure where to start? I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage officer and an investor. Let's explore your options on financing your investment property. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Call or text me, 901-482-0354. Proud to be a sponsor of It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere Real Estate Podcast.
Welcome back to It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere Real Estate Investor Podcast. We're going to talk today about inventory that we have. And I guess what I'm going to do is, Nick's not with us today. Nick's one of our team members, but he's got a couple of properties that are out there that we currently have available, and I want to talk to you about those. And then we're going to kind of go through a few others that we have out and a package that I've got of 10 doors that I have one investor that is selling. Get a pencil and paper down, write these addresses down. If you have any interest in any of them, give us a call at 901-692-7401 or go to MyMemphisInvestmentProperties.com and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen to all of our wonderful podcasts. And I promise every episode, I'm going to create a lot of shit for our British producer, Richard. That's my guarantee.
The best part of the podcast.
Best part of the podcast.
You produce so much shit because you eat all that Creole food.
Hey, don't knock the Creole food. Yeah, it's better than the crap y'all eat in Britain. Trust me.
This is two people arguing. I've never been to Louisiana. I've never been to Britain.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's funny how you guys both have this super opinion on one another. Never been to either place.
We started ripping on each other back at a previous place, and it's just been an ongoing fun. I don't really hate British people.
No, it's just the inferiority complex coming through.
The Brits have a lot of inferiority complexes. They have a lot of issues with that, which is why you pay taxes for the royal family. That's your claim to fame.
Brits never going to let that go.
No. All right, let's get to our first property. This is Nick Gibson. One of our agents on our team has this one. Now, this is a rehab. One of his clients who's a rehabber. She buys, rehabs, rents, and sells. And this is 3617 Millington Road. So this house was completely remodeled inside and out. It has a tenant in place at $1,300, and they got listed at $129,900. So that brings you the 1% rule, and it's also in a growing 38127 market. It's where there's a ton of activity. Great place to buy rental properties. So we talked about on one episode about our new construction. If you're not wanting to spend that level of money, then you can get into good rehab properties that are turnkey, that have tenants in place and cash flow, and for $115,000, $120,000, somewhere in that range. So the beautiful thing about this is it does produce 1%. It is rehabbed, and it immediately cash flows. So in this situation, it's a good buy at $129,900. Now, I will tell you that if someone wanted to buy this property, I'm not speaking for Nick, nor am I speaking for Nick's client. But if you're going to buy a property, a rehab property, then you're going to want to write an offer at full list, and you're going to want to ask for a credit from the seller. Why? So that you can have more cash out of the deal back into your pocket, which lessens the amount of money you bring to the closing table. So one way or the other, it ends up back in your own bank account. So keep that in mind when you do make offers on rehab properties. They have a lot of room in them, and you can actually ask for a $3,000 or $4,000 seller credit or something that helps you, because the cost of money is expensive. So the more money you get back, the lower your all-in cost is, and the better your ROI is going to be. So in that case, let's say you ask for $4,900 and you're in at $125,000.
For the listeners on this particular property, can you just give us a visual as to where in the city that is?
This is in 38127, right on the east side by the Nike Amazon plants, not far. And it's a three-bedroom, one bath, 1,390 square feet, and it's renting for $1,300 a month. I don't know if it's MHA. It didn't say it was MHA or not. But let's take the numbers on that. So you take 1,300 times 12 months is going to put you at $15,600 gross. And let's say you did buy it at $129,900 with a $4,900 credit. That puts you at $125,000. Divide that in $125,000, and your gross mark starting out is 12.5%. That's perfect. Perfect, because you got a rehab property. tenant in place, and you're producing over the 1%. So that is a good option where you can get in touch with us about that. He's also got one more, 12-1293 Dogwood in Memphis. Now that's East Memphis, 38111, so that carries a much higher value. This house has granite, it's remodeled, a new roof. It could be a great owner-occupant for someone, but it can be also bought as an investment property. Rent comps are $1,450 to $1,600. Now, the beauty thing about this property is that it's a four-bedroom, two-bath, and it's rehabbed, and it's got granite. It's got all the bells and whistles, but it's in a different market than the Fraser market. It's in a little bit upper-end market. I'd say probably a B neighborhood. So anytime you go up into a higher-level neighborhood, you're going to end up reducing your ROI by being in a B neighborhood or an A neighborhood, because the values are never going to be matched with the rent comparables. So that is also a good opportunity. So give us a call at 901-692-7401 if you are interested in either one of those properties. But the address, I put those on the air. You can get online and look at them right now. And if you're interested, you can get in touch with Nick. All right, so let's go through a few others. I've got one, 5655 Myers Road in 38115. Now, this is in a duplex neighborhood. The 5, 6, 8 blocks of it is all duplexes. This house, this duplex is currently rented at $2,050 combined, both sides. It'll go to $2,100 in January of next year. And it's listed for $190,000 off market. We haven't listed it publicly yet. Now, the unique thing about this duplex is there's 2 bedrooms, 1.5 bath on each side. And it was completely remodeled last year. So it's fairly new. So this property, I would say, was in a C-plus market. All of the duplexes around it have been purchased, rehabbed over the last 24 months. So it's a great pickup. A lot of people say, well, $190,000 for a duplex. Well, yeah, you're picking up $190,000 for 2 doors. So buying duplexes is a great way to accumulate doors. If you look at your investment portfolio as doors and not values, it's a great way to add 2 doors for $190,000. That breaks the 1%, because the percentage on this one is pretty simple. You got $2,050 times 12 months, $24,600 divided into your purchase price of $190,000, 13% starting out on a duplex. I would suggest that whoever would put an offer on this duplex to ask for a seller credit. Try to come in less than that. Get your ROI, gross ROI, up to 14.5 to start out with. Because over the next several years, the unique thing about a duplex is you may not get the massive rent increases, but you're going to get the good value increases, because you're dealing in multifamily at that point. So that is a good property to look at. So if you're interested, you can get online and actually look at the pictures. That address again is 5655 Myers Road in Memphis, Tennessee, 38115.
So just as a side question to that, does MHA ever do duplexes?
They do, yeah. I mean, you do have people that have a $1,000 MHA voucher, right? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard to find a rental property in a decent neighborhood for $1,000. Most of them are going to be $1,300, $1,400, $1,500. So duplexes become a good option if it's not a dump and it's been taken care of. This particular area, though, has seen a ton of multifamily purchase, rehab, flip in the market. So it's a great area to pick up a piece of property.
I mean, I was going to say, hence why MHA is such a good help for tenants, because, well, if they cover $1,000, well, I probably can come up with the other $500, $600, $700, you know, whatever, $100.
Some people can.
Being something reasonable. Right? Yeah, some people can. But those that can, it's a great, you know, help for them. So like Brett said, $1,000, well, I mean,
it's hard to find a decent home for that. But these folks may get $600 from MHA and they pay the other $400. I don't know that.
Right.
I haven't seen the leases yet. I've asked for them, just hadn't gotten them yet. All right, let's move on to the next one. I got another rehabber of mine. That's all he does is buy, sell, and rehab. And this is 1010 Lee Crest Avenue in 38109 in Whitehaven, which Marissa was talking about on a previous episode. This is a fantastic little 3-1 brick home. Everything's brand new. Furnace, hot water heater, paint, flooring, kitchen, bathrooms, you name it. We got it listed off market for $120,000, and it's renting for $1,300 a month. MHA tenants moving in, I believe, next week.
That's actually over the 1%.
Yeah, so let's look at the numbers now. It's a nice little home. If you can look the address up, it's 1010 Lee Crest Avenue, LEACREST, in Memphis, Tennessee. So you got $1,300 times 12 months, $15,600 gross income. You divide that in your $120,000, 13%.
Yep.
You're exceeding
more
the 1% on a turnkey. You don't know how many times I look at properties that are listed. And you look at them and they're like fantastic rental portfolio, add it to your portfolio, great rental property, tenant occupied, $950 a month, and they're listing it for $135,000. In what world? Now, I get it. If you're in California, Southern Florida, Nashville, that's probably a good deal, right? The ROI is 6 or 7%. That's what they expect. In Memphis, if you're not getting at least 1%, 12% of your gross starting out, you need to move on and find something else. And I think that's the fault of the agents. I don't think they understand the investment market. We do nothing but look for 1%ers. Now, if it's in Midtown or it's in Cordova, sure, that's an area where you can go below the 1% because you're going to take advantage of massive.
I feel like everything is situational. It just depends on the situation.
So this particular property is, you know, it's 900 square feet, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, beautiful little home, but $1,300 a month rent. That house is going to appreciate fairly rapid because it's Whitehaven. And then the final one I want to talk about is, at least the final one I've got off market, is 2562 St. Elmo. This is a really cool house. This is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, and it's in excellent shape. I think you went to this house with me. Remember the candy lady?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's in a great spot. It's close to a school. It's in a good spot.
And they take amazing care of the house.
Yep.
The owner passed away 2 years ago. Before he passed away, though, they completely remodeled it. Tile floors, granite countertops, beautiful bathrooms. Roof is about 6 years old. But what's unique about it is you have an older couple that lived there. The lady, it's called the candy lady in the neighborhood because in the old garage that's been turned into a room, she's got a candy store. And kids come over all day long, and that's how she makes her money doing that. She's retired. Great long-term tenant, $115,000. She's paying $1,150 a month. Market rent is $1,400. So you could buy this home for $115,000, get the 1% rule, but over time you could move it up to $1,400 or vacate it, put a new MHA tenant in there for $1,450 a month. Now you're dealing with an amazing return on your investment. So this is one of those what I call value adds. You're getting the 1% out of the gate, but there's so much more opportunity because the house is being sold below market. Market value is $139,000. Being sold below market simply because it's only rented for $1,150 and the seller didn't want to remove the tenant because she's a good tenant. So not only will you pick up immediate equity in this property, you pick up the 1% and the ability to probably go to 13, 14, or 15% on your rate of return. So check that one out. That is 2562 St. Elmo, Memphis, Tennessee, 38127, Frazier.
And it's never been on fire?
Nope.
St. Elmo's fire?
Jesus.
That went over your head, didn't it?
What year... Did you just go back into your Rolodex to find that joke?
No, it's called my brain.
Apparently.
The whole time it went over my head. I didn't realize
when did that movie
was
come out? Like 1989, I think? St. Elmo's Fire?
I can't remember.
Is that Judd Nelson?
I don't know. I just remember the music from it.
I'm assuming this was before my time.
Well, at least you didn't say Chariots of Fire. Then
John Paul,
I would know immediately you need to go back to Britain.
Chariots of Fire.
What a horrible movie.
Vangelis. Horrible music. Movie.
When did this movie come out?
That movie is in the 80s.
St. Elmo's Fire was probably the 80s or late 70s. Yeah, I don't remember.
But it was a Rat Pack, wasn't it? Wasn't it a Rat Pack movie? Or not, Brat Pack, not Rat Pack.
Brat Pack.
Yeah, you know, Judd Nelson and Emilio Estevez and all those, that little crew.
Okay.
I think that. I may be wrong.
If
I'm wrong, don't go to our website and send me a crappy email.
I'll let y'all old heads have at it. I'm a 1995 baby.
Go to MyMemphisInvestmentProperties.com, look at the properties, pick one, and then send a message saying,
to Brett saying, you're an idiot.
Brett's an idiot.
Wouldn't be the first time I've been called an idiot. All right, so let's go. I also want to bring this up. I've got a package that one of my investors is selling. This is 10 doors. This is a really cool package. It's got 6 single-family homes and 2 duplexes. All of them, are in C-plus B neighborhoods. All of them are rented. All of them are cash flowing. And all of them are producing the 1%. So this whole package of 10 doors, you can actually pick up for $1,025,000 for 10 doors. So you're looking at an average cost of what? $102,500 average per door, right? Cash flow that is producing currently, gross cash flow, is $9,910 per month for the package. Market rents are $11,025 per month. So if you were to buy this package and work your rents up as you rent turn, currently it's producing 11.6 current rents to purchase. That doesn't mean, there may be an opportunity here to get a little discount and get that 12%. But let's say you bought it as listed. And then you decide over the next 12 months as leases expire, move them up to market rents. $11,000 at 12 months puts you at $132,000 a year gross income. Divide that out by your purchase price of $1,025,000, and you're at 13% on the package. So you could easily take this 11.6 to 13, then the 13.5, then the 14. So it's a great opportunity. What I like the most is the two duplexes, because that's adding four doors to this package, but it's two buildings instead of four. I like duplexes. They're easier to manage. They're easier to maintain because you got two doors in the same location versus having a door here and a door eight blocks away or a door across city.
Do you think that duplexes rent as quickly as single family homes?
I will tell you that these two sets of duplexes, he bought them in 2020. I think it was 2020. These duplexes have never been empty. When a tenant leaves, they're rented immediately because they're in the type of neighborhoods that people want to be in. So like the Fairbanks is a nice, it was built in the 70s, but they're huge, huge three bedroom, two bath, almost condos. They got the stairwell that goes upstairs, got an upstairs loft. It's got two big bedrooms down below, two big bathrooms, a master and a hallway, huge living room, fireplace. So it's kind of that 1970s condo look. It's really cool. So they rent very easily.
So it's not really about if it's a duplex or a single family home. It's the location that's really.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you got a duplex in 38106, yeah, it's going to be hard to rent that.
Right.
Right. For any surmountable amount of money. But in this area, like the Good Haven is in Whitehaven. The Fairbanks is in Raleigh. Two very good rental markets. Two very good C+, mm-hmm. B, maybe B+ areas. The Fairbanks sits in a neighborhood. The first time I drove a look at it, I'm like, wow, this is a great little neighborhood. Like all the homes are 1970s, manicured yards, you know, well taken care of, new roofs on the houses. So it's really a great package. So get in touch with us at 901-692-7401 if you're interested in. Now, he will sell these separately too. So if you decide you want to buy a couple of duplexes or maybe one duplex and a couple of homes out of the package, he will do that as well. You don't have to buy the whole thing for $1 million. So 901-692-7401, give us a call. I'm going to give you the addresses of the package. So if you've got a pencil and paper, write these down and get online and look at them, and then you can evaluate it yourself. First one's 45 Builders Way. The first duplex is 1754 and 1752 Good Haven, G-O-O-D-H-A-V-E-N, 2603 Arlington. The next duplex is 3378 and 33880 Fairbanks, F-A-I-R-B-A-N-K-S. Then we have four more homes, 5163 Pickett Cove, 1065 Highland, 4230 Kerwin, and 4075 Maumee. And that's M-A-U-M-E-E. So if you're interested, give us a call. Go to our website, MyMemphisInvestmentProperties.com. We'd love to hear from you.
For more common sense real estate tips, listen and subscribe at 5oclocksomewherepodcast.com. The 5 O'Clock Somewhere Real Estate Investor Podcast is a Sound Ideas Group production.